Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Russia and China have each signaled a desire for peaceful resolution to the tension surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity. China also said a new UN sanction should not have a detrimental humanitarian impact on North Korean civilians or affect normal economic exchanges and cooperation. More from VOA's Lori London.
The latest sanctions were unanimously approved in response to North Korea's latest launch of a ballistic missile that it claims can reach anywhere on the U.S. mainland. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the United States will continue to match the Kim regime's choice of aggressive actions.
On November 29th, Pyongyang launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. This was another attempt by the Kim regime to masquerade as a great power while their people starve and their soldiers defect.
The resolution was drafted by the United States and negotiated with the North's closest ally, China. But Sunday's statement from North Korea challenged that assertion, saying it's a pipe dream for the United States to think it will give up its nuclear weapons. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis used his traditional Christmas message to call for a negotiated two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to help bring peace to the Middle East. He told worshipers at the Vatican that he hoped that the will to resume dialogue may prevail between the parties and that a negotiated solution can be finally reached, one that would allow the peaceful coexistence of two states. Pakistani authorities allowed the wife and mother of convicted Indian spy Kulbhushan Jadhav to visit him Monday, reiterating that it is a step purely on humanitarian grounds. That meeting lasted about 40 minutes and took place at the foreign ministry shortly after his family arrived in Islamabad. This is VOA News. A prominent Chinese human rights activist has been sentenced to 8 years in prison on charges of subversion. Wu Gan, a blogger who goes by the nickname Super Vulgar Butcher, was sentenced Tuesday in the Intermediate People's Court in Beijing. Wu, who was arrested in May 2015 in southeastern China, gained notoriety for mocking Chinese political officials in a long-running campaign against corruption and abuse of power. The court ruled that Wu tried to overthrow state power in the socialist system through a series of criminal actions, including spreading false information and insulting people online. Wu Gan is among the hundreds of human rights activists and lawyers swept up in a massive government crackdown on dissent, dubbed the 709 crackdown, that began in earnest in July 2015. His lawyer says his client will appeal the verdict. Lawyers and politicians in Turkey are warning that a new emergency decree could incite violence and encourage formation of vigilante groups. Turkey's main lawyers group, the Union of Turkish Bar Associations, says the decree is vaguely worded and could lead to violence. The new law passed Sunday grants immunity to civilians who acted to stop an attempted coup in July of last year. Previously, the government gave immunity to law enforcement and government officials who took actions to thwart that coup. Just one day after Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny declared that he had collected the required number of endorsements nationwide to become a presidential candidate, he's now calling for a boycott of the country's next presidential ballot after election officials barred him from running.
If we do not recognize this election, we nationally do not recognize the results, and we do not recognize the authority who will stay in their offices after the election, as they stole these offices and stole their posts.
Russia's Central Election Commission voted Monday to bar Navalny from running in the March 2018 presidential election because of his conviction on criminal charges. Navalny and his followers maintain that the charges were politically motivated. Afghan officials say a suicide blast early Monday in Kabul killed two intelligence officers and four civilians while injuring two people. The bombing occurred near a security checkpoint on a busy road in the capital. Somalia al-Shabaab militants have executed five people, including a 16-year-old boy who they say is accused of spying for Kenyan, U.S., and Somali government forces. The boy and four men were publicly executed by a firing squad Sunday. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.